Gedroych Show.
The Mel Gedroych Podcast.
Hey, it's Mel G, and this week on our little podcast, we're going to be talking about Christmas, Christmas, and Christmas. If you like that, then do have a listen to me every Saturday lunchtime from 1 on Magic. There will be more humorous chat and some fantastic songs thrown in for good measure. Friend of the show, Holly Johnson. And what a Christmassy name he has, Mighty Bush.
Yeah.
Holly.
I've never really thought about that.
Holly, he's permanently Christmas. Holly Johnson is.
24/7 Christmas.
Isn't he?
I'd like to hear from anyone with a more Christmassy name. I can't think of a more Christmassy name.
I'd like Holly to come and do our show again.
Oh, wasn't that good?
He was very, very strong.
Only man I've known to have worn sunglasses indoors for an entire gig.
You weren't actually here though, Bush.
I heard. There's two people in my life that I've heard about who wear sunglasses the whole time.
Yeah.
Holly Johnson.
Yeah.
And Richard Ashcroft from The Verve. I interviewed him about a year ago and he wore mirrored shades the entire interview.
So all you saw actually was yourself times two.
But like me looking in the back of a spoon. And I've got a big enough nose as it is.
That's really off-putting, isn't it?
It really is.
Did you say anything at any point? Did you say, Richard, I'm so sorry, we're inside. Would you mind lowering? Did you say anything?
I felt like I should, but I just couldn't pluck up the courage.
Actually, do you know what? That's really odd. Sorry, another massive name drop. You've already done a big name drop this morning.
Go on, beat that. Beat Richard Ashcroft.
I'm going to do a massive name drop. It's very Christmassy.
Go on.
Very, very Christmassy. Here it comes. Boom. The film star, Bush. Oh. I see your pop star and I raise you one film star.
Better be good.
I've forgotten his name.
Oh, there you go.
He's really big at the moment.
What's he in?
Although he's very small in real life. Very big. Kevin Hart.
Yes.
Kevin Hart.
Yes.
Spent a whole evening with him. In shades. Him, not me.
What, he was just wearing shades the whole time?
He was wearing shades the whole time.
Was he a nice guy?
He seemed very lovely. I say we spent the evening. It makes it sound as if, yeah, we had a social, you know, whatever. We didn't. We were on the same chat show together. He didn't take the shades off.
See, I just think...
I think it's rude. Sorry, gang.
Totally.
I think it's rude.
You can't even... I can't even stay in, like, someone else's house without taking my coat off, because that's rude, isn't
it? It is rude.
You're not going. You're just staying for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and you won't feel the benefit when you go outside.
100%. You've at least got to take your shades off.
Also, I reckon if you keep your shades on inside all the time, when you go out, you're going to bump into something or fall over, because the light will be so blinding. It's like coming out of the cinema at 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, you feel all weird and you can't
really
adjust
weird.
Properly. Yeah, you take them off, you might feel like you're about to pass out in a school assembly.
Exactly. I'm fine with a reactor light, don't get me wrong.
Oh, my mum and dad love a reactor light.
Do they?
The pair of them, if they come indoors, having been outside, they look like a pair of FBI agents. All they need is an earpiece, and I tell you what, they're not that far off at 69, the pair of them. But they both love reactor lights. Love them.
Very Cliff Richard.
They still ask you nowadays. I only went to the opticians recently. They still try and hard sell you reactor lights.
I've never been offered a reactor light, mate. I like to think that's because I'm cooler than you. Anyway, Christmas. 125% Christmas.
Yeah, ma'am.
3 days to go. Let's have some more Christmas music. 3 days to go, Bush. Feeling Christmassy. Are you? Have you done everything? Have you done all your shopping? Done all your wrapping? Done all your cooking? Bush, are you? Yes,
I think,
are you?
Kind of, yeah, maybe. I think there's still a few gaps in the itinerary of what I need to get for people. What about you? Have you bought everything?
I feel like going to Gatwick Airport and just going away my own, mate. Can I just say that? Is that awful?
No.
I've said it loud and proud. I want to go to Gatwick, look at the board and say, yeah, I'll go to Acapulco. Here we go. With no luggage, nothing, just a passport, and I'll change my identity when I get there.
Just you and Phil Collins. Over in Acapulco, that'd be great. Phil wouldn't ask any questions, would he? Just let you get on with it if you want to have a beer. Phil will let you have a beer. Wouldn't it? It'd be so good. You want to order an extra side salad? Phil will let you order an extra side salad. Anything goes with Phil. I'd love to go. I'd love to just get out of here. That's the thing, isn't it, with Christmas? You just get... Everyone's like mauling you for asking for this, that or whatever. We've got to book this, that or whatever. And our family diary calendar on the wall in our house is ridiculous.
Shocker, mate.
Isn't it?
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, maybe that's a good idea. Go to Gatwick.
But do you know what, though? I say that. Of course, it'll be lovely. I've got so much to do, though, Bush!
Oh, my God.
What's stressing you out most at the moment?
I'll tell you what's stressing us out. We're, for the first time ever, going to have a nut roast.
Oh, dear.
We're doing a nut roast.
Oh, that's Bleaksville, Arizona, mate.
So I don't know how it's going to pan out. We had a bit of a nut roast.
Dreadfully, I would say. What do you do as gravy for nut roast?
I don't know.
Dishwater? I mean, nut water.
Nut water.
Oat milk. Hot oat milk. What? I'm obsessed with this now. You can't have gravy.
I know it's thrown you, isn't it? I don't know what to do. We've agreed to it and it's just going to happen, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Who's eating the nut roast?
It's going to be me. It's going to be my other half, Katie.
Is she veggie?
She's a lapsed vegetarian. She'll have chicken, but also mainly veg.
So why are you making nut roast? Why not have chicken?
We thought we might give it a go.
Oh.
So, and now I'm just getting like buyer's remorse. Obviously, it's too late to order the turkey and queue outside the butcher's shop.
But Bush, have you seen the size of nut roasts?
No, not really.
They're really minuscule. They're all powdery, tiny.
Oh, really?
I don't want to diss nut roast eaters, of course. but I don't know, mate.
I thought you might be pro-nut roast.
Oh, not on Christmas Day.
Really? There's a time and a place for nut roast, is that what you're saying?
There's a time and a place. If you could find a turkey-shaped, enormous nut roast...
Okay.
...that had meat inside it... With a proper meaty gravy.
Proper meaty gravy.
The gravy's worrying me. That's going to obsess me now all show.
Can we not do meat gravy?
Not with a nut roast.
Good point. Good point.
It's not the point.
It's not cricket, is it?
Can you have cranberry with nut roast? Can you have bread sauce with nut roast? I don't know.
I don't know what goes with it. The condiment question is
It's big. It's huge.
It's like the backstop in Brexit.
Let's you'll have many backstops after a nut roast. I'm telling you right now.
There we go. Oh.
You sang just like a hamster would sing. I love that, Bush.
Thank you very much.
I love the gnashers, which I don't see enough of.
They came out then, didn't they?
They really came out to play. That was very, very strong.
It'd take you an hour to get me off your finger if I nipped down then. Get off. It won't come off.
Do you know, I saw the most lovely thing on the way to work today.
What was it?
I was actually crying. I think I'm a little bit overtired and possibly a little bit stressed out because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
But I came up from the underground. We are in London. We're a little bit London-centric. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Came up from the underground. And in the underground station, there was a group of children singing carols.
I saw that this morning as well. Oh. I gave them £1.50 and I don't ever normally put money in any buckets at all. Just call me Scrooge.
I gave notes.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I feel terrible now. Well, an IOU or an actual bit of cash? Next time you're here, next year, £5.
It was some old lira. I don't know if they're still...
Jokes on them.
Yeah. But weren't they... you saw them too?
Oh, they were so cute.
Gosh, weren't they adorable? And they were so committed. And their teachers were really committed as well.
The teachers were making eye contact with anyone walking by.
Oh, it was so sweet.
What was amazing about it, amongst this kind of thing at Piccadilly Circus with people pushing past each other to do Christmas shopping and stuff,
yeah,
they
really
cut
tense.
Through.
They cut through their
Didn't
little
they?
Voices. Aww. And they were going, jingle bells, jingle. And they were, even though it's a Saturday, they were still wearing school uniform.
God, you know, and that's good, isn't it?
Very
trying to get a
committed.
Kid back into school uniform on the weekend.
On a Saturday, it's good, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
I really love that. That brought several tears rolling down my cheeks.
Well, if we get this long song on, I'll run back down the road and maybe stick £4 or £5 extra pound coin. Yeah. I've only got shrapnel.
Go on, mate.
Got
Come
shrapnel.
On. Dude, it's tipping. So it's tipping.
It's tipping.
Hey!
Yeah!
Oh. I feel this song needs a bit of harp in it. It needs a... I love a harp glissando, don't you, Bush?
Oh, wouldn't it be great to play a harp?
Oh, it'd be amazing.
You'd go and do weddings and just do it. No one can pick you up on anything because no one knows what a harp's supposed to sound like. I don't reckon you can play a harp bad.
Oh, I think you should learn. If I learn the glockenspiel next year, you learn the harp.
Consider it done.
There we go.
Yes.
Right, now, it's time for the Ledger of Legends. This is the time in the show. We love this time of the show. We have this book. It is called The Ledger of Legends. And in it, every week, we like to put something that we don't feel gets enough trumpeting and respect and just general ballyhoo.
Yeah, give it a bit of a knees up, a bunk up.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, yeah.
So today, on the 22nd of December, 3 days to Christmas, ah! I am going to put something which is, I love to do it at Christmas. I love to do it in general, and I just don't think we do enough of it. And next year, I'm going to do it at least once a week.
Little concerned?
Dancing, mate.
Oh, yes.
Dancing. Love I'm talking that. A dance class. I'm talking Regruvenate, where you go and you dance just in the dark. I'm talking, I don't mind, I'm talking street dance. I'm talking any dance. Let's get dancing more.
I quite like that dance. What's that dance from like the 1950s where you throw each other around a bit?
Rock and roll?
Yeah, rock. I like rock and roll dance.
Oh, when the girl goes under the rope? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Do a bit of that.
Dance hall.
Dance hall, that's it. A bit of dance hall.
Lindy Hop.
Lindy Hop.
A little bit of Lindy Hop.
I'd like to do some Lindy Hop.
That would be a good name for a character, wouldn't it?
Hey, it's Lindy Hop.
It's terrible.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I'm late.
So, Bush, it's dancing.
Let's do this.
Yeah, can you do that for me?
I will give it a go.
Bush will render the concept of dancing in pen and ink into our ledger of ledge. For posterity. And we'll see what you've done after this. Hang on, is that Coldplay doing a Christmas song?
It is.
Ruddy Ada. Everyone's blooming doing them.
They're all in on the act. Everyone's in on the act.
Slipknot, did they ever do one?
Definitely did.
Johnny and the Thunders? That wasn't even a band.
It was, as far as I'm concerned.
Johnny and the Thunders.
I love that
Christmas
song.
Johnny Thunder? No, I can't remember. Oh, Ledger of Ledge.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say, I think this might be one of my favourite ever drawings that you've done, Bush. It's a sort of crazy person in a body con outfit and little boots, little booties.
It's definitely not you. I just want to
going
add
that. Going nanas. Wow, I should hope not.
It's not you.
70. Do you do a special Christmas dance, Bush? Do you dance enough at Christmas? Do we all dance enough at Christmas?
I don't dance at all at Christmas.
Why not?
I just... When's the opportunity to dance at Christmas?
You won't have the energy if you've just eaten a nut roast. You'll be wanting to sort of go and lie in a corner going...
I can't believe how down on nut roast you are. I just can't believe this.
I don't know why. It just got to me.
Really?
It got to me, yeah.
I'll have it on Christmas Day and I'll report back to you.
Yeah, please do.
Let you know.
Come back on the 29th. Next Saturday and report back.
I will.
Now, listen, dancing, we must give it its Latin name. Grooviamus. I think dancing at Christmas is really important. It keeps the relatives busy.
Okay.
And if there's an argument brewing in the family, just put some very loud music on and get everyone dancing.
Dance it off.
Yeah.
Come on, Uncle Ivor, dance it off with Uncle Jim. Make friends.
Exactly.
Hypothetical situation there.
Exactly. Right. Ning, 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 ning. A partridge in a pear tree. Bush using his... It's kind of your signature instrument, isn't it? It's the cardboard coffee holder that you get your modern coffees on, you know, the slightly overcomplicated coffees on, with a four-piece kind of bulge.
Do you know what? If I ever gave up radio... I think I'd be a shoe in, not quids in, and quids in as well.
Yeah.
What's that musical called where they all batter drum lids?
Stomp.
I'd be quids
stomp.
In.
Stomp. You'd be good, man.
Wouldn't I listen to
you're
this?
You're stomp ready. Come on. Oh, that's good.
That's stomp in a nutshell, isn't it?
That's really good,
just
mate.
Just blokes battering bin lids.
Yeah, keep the old coffee bulge holder for Christmas Day.
I'm really uncomfortable with how you're describing this thing.
Now, Bushy Bush.
Righty-ho.
This is a good one. Christmas dinner, then presents, or presents and then Christmas dinner?
Presents, then Christmas dinner. Who can wait until then?
I know.
That's weird.
We had to wait till, you know, after church for our presents, and that was bad enough.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Knowing that stack of prez was ready.
Yeah, especially if you're doing midnight mass.
Yeah.
That's a long old wait, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, who opens presents after Christmas dinner? Are they insane?
It's almost like taking too much time over it and savouring it a bit too much.
Yeah. My lovely other half does a really annoying thing where he takes each piece of sellotape off very, very carefully and takes about 20 minutes to open each present. It drives us bananas.
I'd have to intervene.
I know. I do sometimes. He gets really shirty.
I take it off him and just go, just open it.
I know. And then he gets the paper and folds it really carefully, and he does reuse it, which is great. I applaud him for that. That's right. A good thing to do. But, it just, everything takes hours.
I think deep down, he knows he winds other people up, and he's doing it on purpose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes his present pile isn't as big as everyone else's as well, being the man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. But just tell him if he didn't open them so slowly, maybe people would get him some more.
Good.
Hey!
125% Christmas. See, we can do our own jingles and everything.
We don't need a big band.
We're so multitasky, aren't we?
We're willing to work in whatever capacity.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
Aren't we?
We really are.
It's Mel G here on Magic. I'm here with the mighty Bush. Now, Bush, it is contractual. I must ask you this. How's your week been?
Thank you, Mel. My week has been Christmassy again. Probably, you know, as we've been Christmassy for the last few weeks, haven't we?
Yeah.
I was thinking of organising a big Christmas Day meetup. Right? Think about this, right? You feel sad sometimes when you're a grown-up that you don't get those toys or presents on Christmas Day that you can immediately go outside in your big coat and then use?
Oh,
one of the things I love the most about walking around nowadays on a Christmas Day walk is seeing loads of kids trying out their BMXs.
Their new
thing.
1978, mate, my Frisbee. Oh, my days.
I had a rally chopper, early 80s. Even if it was tipping down on Christmas Day, you have to have a go on it in the park, don't you?
Yes. 79, my new bike. It wasn't new, it was secondhand, but it was new to me.
Yes, and you wanted to cycle it around outside for a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying, I know we're all grown up and stuff like that, but I was just wondering whether if there's just testing the water, see if anyone else fancies meeting up on Christmas Day. We'll go for a walk somewhere and everyone can try out their new Christmas stuff.
So what, your new aftershave?
Yeah.
Or your new...
Scarf. Oh, hold on a minute. This doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? It's probably because you suddenly get really boring presents when you're older.
Do you know, Bush?
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's true.
It is true, isn't it? Maybe someone gets something that you can use. I want something I can use on Christmas Day.
I want something I can play with.
A drone. Get me a drone.
A pet.
Yeah, a pet.
A Christmas pet.
Yeah, like what those little... A Furby. Someone get Mel a Furby on Christmas Day so we can meet up and walk around the park with it.
Please, nobody buy Bush a drone. That is the bleakest present I've ever heard of. You would love that, wouldn't you?
I'd love a drone, man. I watched this bloke the other week, right? And he went down to the Leon C seafront. Did I tell you I moved to Leon C?
Yeah.
And he took this drone out of his back pocket, put it on his bag, put it on the floor, got his little handset out. It went up into the air about 100 feet and then it flew off to Two Tree Island, which is an island just off the coast of Leon C, for about half an hour. And he had a video camera on the handset so we could see it flying around. Can you imagine how nosy you could be with your neighbours if you had a drone?
That sounds really weird.
Hover up to Barry in the third flat in your block of frats, see what he's having for his tea.
And then fly to Barry, the island.
Exactly.
And see what they're up to. Bush, how do you know this? Were you looking over his shoulder or something?
We went down to have a look. He could see a camera on the end of his drone.
And he was droning on about it, no doubt.
He probably does drone on about it.
Oh, Bushy, don't become a droner.
A drone bore.
Oh, drone bore. Listen, we need some music to just lighten things up around here. Hand cream. I get a lot of hand cream now.
You can't go round using hand cream on Christmas Day for our meetup.
Well, I suppose you could. You could run down to the park and say, who wants some hand cream?
I'll grease
bath
the
salts.
I'll grease the slide. Epsom salts. Oh, I've got a bag of Epsom salts.
Bath salts. What other sorts of things? Yes, that's very true, isn't it? We get a bit faded and jaded as we get older, don't we, with our Christmas present giving?
Yeah, who wants to meet up and have a go on my Tangle teaser? No one. No one does.
I'll tell you what was a really cracking, great Christmas present
we
got. I say we, it was actually my eldest daughter, but I sort of included myself in it. A smoke machine.
A smoke machine?
You see, that's fun.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Like, as in proper dry ice?
Yeah, a smoke machine.
Oh, my word.
Isn't that a great Christmas present? Because what you do is you set the smoke machine off, you put your music on, you get an outfit on, boom, there's Christmas Day / Boxing Day / to Kingdom Come Day sorted.
And all your neighbours think you're having a chip pan fire. Smoke going out the window.
You can reenact all the Ultravox videos that you want to.
I would vogue so much to a smoke machine.
I've seen your voguing, mate. It's not all that.
Do you know what I would listen to? Thank you for that. I would stick on Fade to Grey by Visage if I had a smoke machine. What were you
voguing? One man on a lonely platform. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, that's a cracking tune.
Just get one. That's it then. Forget our Christmas Day meetup. Get yourselves a smoke machine. Do some robotics.
So
in
good.
The ice, the dry ice.
I'd straight away go to Heaven 17 Temptation. That's what I'd do.
Higher and higher.
Temptation. And Christmas music wise, I'd put the smoke machine on to probably Last Christmas by George Michael.
Okay.
Just to give a little bit of sort of atmos, a bit of haze.
Is there different settings, like just a ground?
It's fairly directional, actually.
Is it?
It's fairly directional. It's not really ground coverage. It's not that subtle. But that's a great Christmas present,
isn't it? That's already one of my favourite Christmas presents of all time.
Do you know what I'd like for Christmas?
Go on.
A glockenspiel. A massive glockenspiel on legs.
That would be so good.
Oh, then I could start. You know I'm going to learn in 2019. You know that.
Mel is going to be on the soundtrack of a movie within the next year or so, I think. Just on Glockenspiel.
I want to be in some orchestra.
That'd be so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, here we go. Question for you, Mel.
Come on.
From our festive tin.
Pod me up, Bushy. Pod me up.
What's the best gift you've ever got out of a cracker?
I would say a... oh, they're brilliant. Yeah, we had them a few years ago. They're musical crackers. Every single person gets a whistle of a different tune. You get a conductor's baton. You get some music sheets. And you create your own whistle orchestra. We did it for about 4 hours.
Wow. So you get a whistle as in like a... Put in your mouth plastic whistle.
Yeah. And everyone's got a different note. So I had whatever it was, A flat. Somebody else had C sharp. You know, you get the drift.
I didn't think there were actually different tones of whistle. I just thought it was the same thing.
Yeah. And so we did, you know, like... But everyone doing a different note. It was brilliant.
Wow.
What's your best ever cracker present?
I love those little red see-through fish that curl up and tell you if you're in love.
Oh, they're good, though.
Or if you're going to run into money.
Yeah.
They're quite good, aren't they? Just curl up. It's always love and money, isn't it, the whole time.
Fortune-telling fish. I find with those, though, that my palms are always hot on Christmas Day.
Yep.
Because of the excess of Christmas knitwear and sort of drink and food. And they always just do the same thing.
They do the same thing.
They curl right up on both ends.
They curl right up and they roll off your hand, which seems really bleak, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean?
I think that denotes death. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Hear more fun with a capital F like that every Saturday lunchtime from 1 on Magic.
The Mel Gedroych Show. The Mel Gedroych Podcast.